Yeah, starting with that, on when is sin a sin? Given that with all the complexity and the scenarios, taking into account passions, taking into account circumstances, action, or even the question of what's the difference between Christian morality and a non-Christian morality. A good act, intention, and circumstance can be both Christian and non-Christian at the same time. Okay. And this is where we get into discussions about virtues.
Okay.
Both the cardinal virtues, the theological virtues, our understanding
moral of virtues. Those,
basically the last point that was raised was that, and recalling what your lecture to us was ensuring the balance of everything, okay. Not going towards extremes, etc. So those were basically the discussions we had over the last, I think, one and a half hours.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then basically what we've discussed is that so when we have this discussion with you, we don't start with tabula rasa, meaning we don't start from zero, from scratch.
Yeah, that's correct.
We start from the lectures that you've had.
Correct.
And also the
correct.
Discussions we've had, so that then
correct.
There are certain assumptions when we ask questions,
correct.
And based on the understanding we have from your different lectures, so that then from those questions or discussions with you, it's basically either to affirm or revise or adjust those understanding. So
okay.
that's where
good.
We are, Father.
Very good, very good. So. Parang special moral questions nga, no? That's what we are doing right now. But can everybody hear us now, Lando?
Yes.
Can everybody?
Yes, Father.
Huh?
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes,
Father. Yes. And loud and clear.
Yes. You can if you want to verify, you can ask them to raise their hands. They know how to raise their hands.
Oh nga ano? Uh-oh. Okay. Raise your hands if you can hear us loud and clear. Nobody is raising her hand or his hand.
No, meron, Father.
Meron, Father.
Cherry, Badet.
Pero not everybody has. Hindi lahat may picture, ano? Hindi lahat may picture. May photos, ano? Can you see them?
Yes.
Yes.
Janet.
You go to participants, Father.
Aida, please raise your hand. Aida. Raul?
Zoom.
Raise your hand.
You check the
you
participants
can hear well.
And you will see the
participants. The okay. Anyway, I don't see the... I hope that everybody at least can hear us, no?
Yeah.
But can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, Father.
Okay, sige. Oh, let me start with... something that is what do you call that familiar to us, and that will be the Holy Spirit. I think that's a very good way to start. If you have your CFC with you, okay, do you have your CFC in front of you?
Yes, Father.
Okay, you can turn your CFC to number 1316. 1316. CFC, the Catechism for Filipino Catholics. Okay, Janet, have you found it? You see, I cannot hear them. There's something wrong with my microphone.
No, no, it's fine, Father. Liberty just muted
yes,
everybody.
Now.
Yeah.
Ah, nag-mute kayo?
Yeah, nandito na po.
Okay, can you please read 13:16.
Now, according to St. Paul, there are two basic contradictory orientations among us. Either we live according to the flesh, turned against God and towards sin and death, or we live according to the Spirit of Christ, toward life and peace, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 4 and 6. Saint Paul contrasts the two orientations. The natural man does not accept what is taught by the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it because it has to be judged spiritually. The spiritual man, on the other hand, can appraise everything. Saint Paul assures the early Christians, you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you, as in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, and exhorts them, since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead.
Okay, Galatians 5:25. And then, I begin with the anthropology of St. Paul. Anthropology is the theology of the human person according to St. Paul. St. Paul, being a Pharisee, no? He was a learned Jew, hindi yan cheap na Hudyo. St. Paul, okay, interpreted the new life he found in Christ in the light of his Jewish background. That is, there is a distinction to be made between man as living according to sarx, S-A-R-X, sarx in Greek, flesh, is tayo. In Tagalog, ang tawag natin, laman. You have heard of nabubuhay sa pita ng laman. Okay? Narinig nyo na yon. No? You have heard of that. Yung laman. Yung laman sa kanya would be sinfulness, perishableness, corruption. And then, you have living according to pneuma, the Spirit. Pneuma Christu, the Spirit of Christ. You have the two basic orientations. Now, why am I starting from this? Because you are not placed in any of this. Man is not predestined to be one or the other. Man chooses. But initially, man is given the spiritual character already because he is the image of God, the imago Dei. No? And that is a very basic principle in Christian anthropology. Okay? Right, Raul? Raul, can you hear me? Raul? Hello, Raul?
Hello? He can hear you. He can hear you.
Nakamute kasi eh. Nakamute lahat eh.
Nakamute ko kasi wow. Si Father kasi mag-ano siya. Mag-air.
Raul, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Raul, what is the doctrine of the Imago Dei?
The doctrine?
Imago Dei is the image of God.
Yes. It's the doctrine means that we are the image of God, that we live in this connection with God, in this relationship to God.
Okay. Where do I find that? Is that something biblical?
Yes. In Genesis, it's told to us. In
chapter 1, verse 26, right?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Does God have a physical image?
No.
Does that mean we are...
It means that we have a relationship, that we are linked to God, that we have a connection. I think this is the main understanding of image.
Okay.
It's not an image like a mirror, that we are mirroring the image of God, because God has no physical statue. So it's
what is the quality of man that makes him related to God, unlike other creatures? What makes man like God? What is the capacity of man?
That's a question to me.
Yes.
She has freedom. You can choose. And I think it's about he has a capacity to reflect about God, to have an idea about God. Though it's an intellectual capacity. Yes. And he has a will.
To know, to love, and to follow God. That is basic catechetical teaching, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that makes man, because he has a freedom, he has that freedom. Whatever man does in freedom has a morality. Whatever man does, it can be using all his faculties, his thinking, his willing, his doing, he speaks, he thinks, he says things. Anything that man does has a morality. And only human actions have morality, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. May I speak now with Sister Bernadette? Unmute Bernadette. So, human acts have morality, right, Bernadette? Human acts have morality, liberty. Can you please unmute them? Okay. Sister Bernadette, can you hear me?
Yes, Father.
Okay. Human acts have morality. Are acts of men moral or immoral?
Come again, Father.
Human acts have morality. They can either be moral or immoral because they are done in freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Are acts of man moral and immoral? Do they have morality? Acts of men?
Yes.
You have to distinguish between human acts and acts of man, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a human act and an act of man? They are not the same. Diba? Pag sinabing human acts, human acts are conscious and intellectual, deliberate, voluntary. They are done with knowledge and freedom.
Freedom.
Acts of man, are they done in freedom? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Can you give example of acts of man?
Acts of men.
Yes. Kasi kailangan niyo ng kailangan natin ng distinctions, no? Mahalaga kasi I will tell you everybody, no? In the way that we took up creed and cult and code, mahalaga yung mga distinctions na ginagawa natin or definition of terms. Yung human acts are the human acts that we are now dealing with in M code, no?
Mm-hmm.
Human acts, and they are not synonymous with acts of man, because acts of man are not voluntary. Okay? Acts of man are spontaneous.
Like
acts of man are involuntary and spontaneous, like
breathing.
When you close your eyes, okay, there are times you have to close your eyes. No, I mean it's not voluntary. It happens to you. O kaya sneezing,
breathing.
Yeah, sneezing, breathing. No, o kaya kahit nga farting, umuutot ka. These are acts of man. Hindi mo sinasadya yan. And they don't have morality. Kahit yung utot mo makamatay, hindi pwedeng sabihin homicide yon.
Okay?
Bawa, yeah. Umutot ka, susaksa ka ng baho, napatay mo yung isang tao dahil sa utot. Hindi yun po pwedeng maging crime. It cannot be sin. Because hindi mo sinasadya. Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah, so you have to distinguish. Now, another important feature of the human person would be his conscience. Okay? That is the inner voice. I have already discussed that. I just want to go through this para makita nyo yung flow ng ginagawa natin sa M-code, no? Na yung konsyensya, the conscience of the human person. Now, everybody has conscience. Walang tao na walang konsyensya. There's no person who has no conscience. Okay? It's a wrong assumption that there are people who do not have conscience because they seem to be very, no, hardened in their, or very, very numb, callous, no, in doing evil, para bang very spontaneous na sa kanila yung ginagawa nila, that they seem to be not guided by their conscience anymore. And that is wrong. They have conscience, no? Kaya nga lang, the conscience of these people are not formed. You can call this conscience callous conscience, and this is the worst type of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Because callous conscience has no sensitivity to God. It has no sensitivity even to sin. No? As if not the person has no conscience at all. But that conscience is callous. It has a conscience. No? So, what is conscience? You have to check your CFC and CCC again. That is the inner voice that guides us in our moral life. Okay? So, we have a built-in, actually, a built in guide that tells us, even if you are not a Christian, even if you are not, no, a religious person as a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Muslim, because they also have morality. By the way, huh? Morality is not only Christian. other religions have also morality. They have a sense of what is right and what is wrong. Okay? Now, if a person is not affiliated with any religion, you call him irreligious, does that mean that that person is not gifted with a conscience that guides him in his moral life? No. That is something built in. Every human person has a basic tendency towards the good. That person may not be guided by a conscience that is formed by Christian law or by Buddhist law of morality or by Muslim law of morality. Pero ano ang nag-guide sa isang tao? What guides, what kind of law guides the conscience of a person who is not affiliated with any religion? Marilu?
Natural conscience.
Marilu?
Conscience.
Marilu?
Ito po, conscience
po. Yeah, conscience guides you. But our conscience is the guide, right?
Yes.
Now, that my conscience and your conscience is a Christian conscience because we are guided by a conscience that is formed by the Christian law, right?
Yes. Yes.
Ten Commandments, the laws of the gospel, etc. But Malu, a person who is not, who is raised not as a Christian, not as a Muslim, not as a Buddhist or Hindu, but a person without religion, what guides his conscience? What kind of law guides the conscience of that person?
Natural law.
Natural law. Very good. Why? Kasi natural law has a tendency towards the good. It's a built-in thing. And let me tell you, if you go to the principal or the initial articles of the CCC, babalik kayo doon sa sinimula natin. What are we saying here about that desire for God written in the human heart? Because man is created by God and for God, and God never ceases to draw man to himself. No? In only God will, in God will only will he find the truth and happiness that he is searching for. What do you call that desire? It's something that is natural. That is natural. No? And it is that natural law that tells me in my heart, even if I am not for the Christian way, that it is something that is contrary to my nature. Mm-hmm. Listen, huh? Contrary to my nature if I will destroy another person. If I will destroy the possession of other persons. If I will destroy any kind of life for that matter. You get the point?
Yes,
so,
Father.
May natural law. May natural law, may divine law. Kaya nga, ang kapangyarihan ng Santo Papa, kung titingnan ninyo sa batas natin, is absolute. Yes? It is full, yes. Supreme, universal power. But do you know that it's not unlimited? That there is a limitation to the power of the Pope, and that is what? Natural law. Natural law and divine law. Hindi ito absolute. Hindi ito unlimited freedom. In the same way, mga kapatid, in the same way, our freedom is not absolute. The freedom of man is not absolute. The freedom of man is situated. It is contained in a kind of, it is within a particular context. There are parameters that surround our freedom. We cannot just do and say anything as we please, as we want. Okay? there is a limit to what I can do in freedom. And that would be the law that is implanted in my heart by God. And the law that I learn as I get to know God in my religion. So freedom is not absolute. Tandaan niyo yun. Even that which will destroy yourself. Like for example, what is happening in the United States right now, there are some people who are protesting against lockdown. They say we are free to move, no? And that COVID-19 is just a political agenda of the government, etc. O sige, subukan ninyo. Sige, higupin ninyo yung virus. Huh? In freedom, go ahead. Di ba? It will kill you. It will destroy you. So, it's not about doing what you want. There is a limitation to it. Remember that. Okay? Are we clear on that? Do you have any questions so far? You have any question? Raise your hand if you have any question because I cannot hear you. No, I cannot even see you. I can only... No? You have any question? Raise your hand if you have any question. Liberty, are you alive? Liberty, buhay ka pa? Hoy! Ano ba?
Naka-unmute na lahat, Father.
Kaya nga, naka-unmute na ba?
Yes.
Okay. Any question? So far, is that clear? I'm trying to go through these things again. Ngayon, if you want, yung ano ba yung conscience, types of conscience, nasa lecture ko na yon. Kaya lang, I want to put, kasi nga, ang tanong ninyo would be sin.
Yes.
Okay? What is the context? Kaya I want to put sin in that context. Okay? And that is in the context of the life according to the flesh, according to St. Paul. Okay? If you have no questions, then we can proceed. Now, I suppose, Lando, that we are clear on the sources of morality. No?
Okay, Father.
Are we clear on the object, the end, and the circumstances? Do we have questions on this? No? Basta yung, when it comes to conscience, when it comes to pagsabing sources of morality, what are the criteria that make us judge whether an act is moral or immoral? Yun ang ibig sabihin ng sources of morality. Kaya nga konektado yan sa sin. What makes a sin a sin? You have to see the act per se. Because there are acts that are sinful in themselves. We call them objectively or inherently evil. Mm-hmm. All those acts against the Ten Commandments are inherently evil. And what do you think would be the most serious sin of all? No? In the Ten Commandments. All of them are serious. But there are acts, no? Actions that are inherently evil. In other words, kahit pagbalik-balik tarin mo ang mundo, kasalanan yon. Now, sinasabi lang natin na that particular act, even if it is sinful, okay? That particular act, even if it is inherently sinful, may not be the agent may not be completely culpable of it. When you say culpable, papasok na riyan yung intention at saka yung circumstances. The act is inherently evil, but I may not be 100% to be blamed or culpable. Like, for example, killing a person. I kill a person. Ano yung intention ko? Ano yung circumstances?
We have less than a minute, Father. We have less than a minute.
You have to judge my intention. You have to judge my act, the circumstances of that act before you say that I am 100% no culpable of killing a person. Kung ito ay talagang sinadya